This meeting is now being recorded.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. Can we please record the meeting? Awesome. So first, are there any updated statements of interest from anyone? Okay. Are there any apologies that have been noted? Okay. Carry on and Boban. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's in the chat room, by the way. Okay, so the agenda for today's call is to talk about the Johannesburg agenda, go over it, and sort of make sure we're all on the same page. And potentially this would be the best opportunity for any kind of course corrections that we need to make before we head there. To go through the subtopics groups, talk about progress or any other issues that we really need to start with, and I think there's a handful of things we could get into there, so hopefully everyone will feel free to speak your mind on that one. And to go over the call rotation and attendance for the various meeting times, I think we have the right people on the call to sort of hit that nail on the head, hopefully. But, yeah, and then we'll go through the open action items and the to-do list and stuff before we get to any other business. So before I jump into that, does anybody have any comments, questions, agenda bashing, or anything else that they'd like to raise right now? Alrighty, cool. So can we put up the okay, so real quick before I asked to put up the agenda for the Johannesburg meeting. One, has anybody not gotten that over the email list? Has anybody not seen the Johannesburg proposed agenda? And while I wait to see if any hands raised for that, basically the outline is we've got 2 days blocked off. So Sunday, June 25th from 9 to 5, we have a room reserved in the convention center, and we've got a number of things outlined in the agenda that was sent out. On the second day, we'll be moving to a nearby hotel instead to accommodate the teams. And we have a number of items. That will probably entail breaking out a little bit and whatnot on day two. So I think that we do not have this embedded. Yeah. So is it possible for somebody to throw up the proposed agenda in the chat room so people can look at it? Great. Thank you very much. So you can see from on Sunday from, you know, there's an initial sort of welcome and whatnot, and then a subtopic scoping discussion. You know, there's one missing here, the other. But for the most part, I think this is to sort of continue to try and get us on the same page. And I saw there was some consternation on the list about what to do with the SSR 2 review or SSR 1 review, and whether or not we should break back from the SSR 1 review into hearing about the DNS abuse study, or we should continue with that. So rather than try and channel the list, I wonder if we could sort of just have a brief discussion about where people's heads are with that, because the co-chairs and various staff members have been working to try and make sure that availability, both of room and personnel, have lined up well. At the same time, we want to make sure that we're meeting the team's needs. So does anyone feel like speaking to any concerns about the agenda?
Eric, this is Denise, and I'm sorry, I'm unable to get into the Adobe room, but could you put me in the queue, please?
Yep, absolutely. In fact, you can go ahead.
Okay, great. So it's been challenging getting information about the various availability of presenters and details on what will be ready by June. So it turns out that they will not have all of their analysis completed on the DNS abuse study that, you know, several team members were interested in. And we've confirmed that the consultants who are doing that work will be available through July and likely August as well. So since we will be able to put that on a one of our conference calls, later, I would suggest switching that out for either work time or another presentation. Similarly, it's not clear that all the entities involved in the registry operators' security threats will be available, so just want to flag that whether or not we're able to put that fit that into the agenda is just a little bit up in the air at this point. And then finally, overall, just want to underscore, in case people missed this on the list, our objectives for this meeting is to develop, if not largely complete, our scope work plan and timeline, and in particular have good roadmaps for the team and any subtopic work we're going to advance through smaller groups. It will be 4 months about until the team is face-to-face again, and so we want to maximize our face-to-face time by making this a working session as the priority, rather than the team listening to briefings. So those of you that are headed to Johannesburg, please do so with the expectation of rolling up your sleeves and actively working. And, of course, as we can fit relevant briefings into the schedule, we'll do so. We've also asked staff and to provide us with availability of the outstanding SSR 1 items, not only in Johannesburg, but over the next month. So if we're not able to close out the SSR 1 outstanding briefings in Johannesburg, we can do so soon after as part of our weekly conference call. Thanks.
Thanks, Denise. I have Kathy next in the queue.
Good morning to everybody, or afternoon or evening, whatever your choice may be. I just responded this morning to the agenda that Denise had sent out earlier, and just want to say I think it's really important that we come out with something concrete that we can say in this other, you know, with the SSR 1 review. I don't mean to offend anyone. We've kind of bounced around and talked about a lot of different things, and we've done things internally to get ourselves going. But I really think, given that I saw something earlier that the staff can give some information on, at least get through some of the recommendations of the SSR 1 and do it and finish it, not do it halfway, and then we're going to come back, just kind of put a stake in the ground. I don't care about what time or what part of the agenda, but if we're going to do it, I think we need to allow enough time to get it done. That's it. Thanks.
Thanks, Kathy. James, you're next.
Thanks, Eric. I think I was the main instigator on, you know, the feedback in my usual role. And Denise, it sounds like, you know, the stars have aligned, and that through pure coincidence, my feedback has been aided by fate. So I think that if we can extend out the SSR 1 piece on the first day, into the slot that the disabuse was going to be in, we can make serious progress on that. And then I have a question on the second day then. I really, really like the idea of breaking up into the subgroups to do some breakout work, you know, get that work done face-to-face while we can. On just logistics, do we have room in the second hotel to be able to break out like that? If we have 15 people trying to break out into teams in one room, I think that could be a bit challenging. So do we have the facilities to be able to do that and then come back together in a plenary after lunch, or what way can we do that?
Thanks, James. So, so the chairs and staff members have been talking about this a lot. Oh, I think Karen will probably jump in on that. So, yeah, Karen, please, if you're going to speak to that, please jump in.
Thank you very much, Eric. Yes, I was. Based on some discussion with the co-chairs and the potential seeking the opportunities to break out into subgroups, right now there isn't another room available for us at the hotel, so we're looking at what kind of public areas might be conducive for groups to break off into two or three to sit and chat about things. So that's the best we can do. We have more opportunity actually on the 25th in the convention center to have rooms available for the breakout sessions than we do at the hotel on the 26th. That's all I have right now. Still working with the hotel to try and identify if there are anything possible that you might be able to use, but have no conclusive feedback at this point.
Thanks, Karen. Yeah, so, I mean, we've had a number of conversations about this, and so I think we'll continue to try and find what works best, and I sort of hesitant to say that, you know, we can sort of make things work in different ways, but we'll certainly try. So best we can do, I think. Okay, so I see no other hands raised, so I'll sort of just continue. So I think that was most of what it is that we were going to talk about with the agenda. I think the main part of the second day is really the sub-teams and trying to sort of move forward with that and try to sort of get our overall work plan together. And, you know, from that, you know, our hope is to start to build a sort of a notion of a timeline and then literally build an exact timeline after that. We have a briefing at the end of the registry, like I think Denise mentioned a few seconds ago or minutes ago, briefing on the framework for registry operators to respond to security threats. It sounds like while that's lined up, if people have a strong objection to that, we can sort of figure something out. But I note that if people aren't following the chat room, that the researchers from the DNSSEC study will likely have the results, it sounds like, in July, and that it seems very willing to be flexible about briefings and pre-briefings and post-briefings of those dissemination of those results. So James, your hand's up. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Eric. Just super briefly on the registry operators framework for security threat. I think it's good to get a quick briefing on it. You know, I think we have an hour allocated to it now. I think that's probably a little ambitious because this is that has just been drafted and it is currently out for public comment. And my understanding is there's going to be significant public comment going back into it. So if we do want to get a briefing on that, I think it's probably good, but let's keep it short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, one of the things I would sort of like maybe dovetail on taking my chair hat off for a second is that I think, and again, this is with my chair hat off, I think one of the things that we should hopefully try and sort of focus on is when we get these briefings, which I think are very good for us to be getting, hopefully we can sort of like continue to sort of, my sense is our perspective should be listening to the good work being done by folks for various reasons and trying for ourselves as a team to map that to what the SSR issues from that are. So, for example, if someone were to give us a briefing on something that was, you know, potentially far afield from what we're working on, not at all implying that those presentations we've just spoken about are far afield. Our job would be to say, how is this related to an SSR issue that we should be talking about? So, you know, yeah, to back to your point, James, I think, you know, hearing these briefings, is whether they're brief or they're in depth, it sort of should be governed by how much of it do we think we're going to take from it and actually turn into part of our work product. That'd be my 2 cents. Okay, so not seeing any hands in the queue, perhaps we can go back to the call agenda deck, please. Great. Okay, so I think this slide we've covered. So progress updates from sub-teams. So at this point, I don't believe all the sub-teams have met, so can I see people maybe volunteer to give descriptions of the sub-teams that they've been on by raising your hands, and we can just go down the list, because, like, I know I haven't been able to get all the members of the other team together for a call. Our schedules just haven't aligned, so maybe not all the teams have actually had a chance yet. But anybody want to sort of volunteer before I start calling? Great. Thank you, Emily.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hope you can hear me. Yes, good. We did actually attempt a call on the ICANN security sub-team, and as everyone will know from the list, there's been quite a lot of work done by Boban and Jaco to sort of just narrow the issues and get a schedule up and running. We did schedule a call, and I think members of the team might commit. By 5 past the hour that it was supposed to start, we had significantly less than 5 participants, so we didn't go any further on that at that time. But the spirit was there, and hopefully we'll be able to move forward in a slightly more substantive manner very soon. But I think that the Johannesburg meeting will provide a great impetus to renew those efforts and get those conversations started. So that's it from me. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Yeah, and thanks to Bob and Zarco for all the hard work on putting sort of the priming materials for that group together. James, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Eric. So for the IANA transition stuff, the subgroup, I'm just finishing up a work plan. I've broken it down into 2 phases, I suppose. Information gathering and a list of things that we need to investigate and to get information on that can be done, you know, over email lists and emails to staff. And then I'm preparing a list of either teleconference interviews or one-on-one interviews, probably in Abu Dhabi, with some key staff around the IANA transition, both sides, ICANN and PTI. Once I finalize that list, I will turn that into a schedule, and then we'll send that out, hopefully before we fly to Johannesburg, so that we can start working on that in Johannesburg, hopefully.
Great. Thank you very much. So, I think it's probably the case that the other teams have not met yet. Is that correct? I didn't see anything on the list. So I suppose that this is probably a good sort of segue to sort of start the discussion on how we're going to get the DNS security, future threats, and, you know, I'll leave the other jokes off the table for now. So the DNS security and future threats group. So those are the larger of the groups. And, okay, go ahead, James.
So I was going to wait for you to finish, but my suggestion and piece of feedback to the chairs is for those groups, I really think we need to get a rapporteur to start coalescing people together, because that's a key part of that role, is to start doing exactly what you're asking. I think when you have, you know, 7, 8, 9 people on a team, it's going to be very hard to coalesce around getting work started without somebody there to schedule the calls, to start the work plan, et cetera, et cetera.
That's very good points. Thanks. Thanks, James. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. And you guys might have already thought of this, you covered it on the last chair's call, and I apologize if you did, and I'm just repeating stuff. But looking at these names in red and thinking about the review teams want to have breakouts of these groups, I see a significant amount of overlap of people in these subgroups. And wanted to raise it that it could be difficult to have breakouts if, you know, for you, for instance, need to be in 5 groups, 6 groups at once. And, you know, trying to find that out. And also if there's someone on the review team who is in a different subgroup that's not gathering and they're not in any of the subgroups that are gathering, you know, what do those individuals do at that point too? So I just wanted to raise it to think about before we get there and, you know, realize that it might be an actuality. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that has not escaped my attention either, so thanks a lot for bringing that up, Steve. Emily, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve, for bringing that up. Yes, it has not escaped the attention of the co-chairs, as you rightly guessed. There's also a few people, including myself, who are unable to make the Johannesburg meeting, various reasons. I guess we can sort that out on the ground. It is one of the issues that we have as a small team, breaking into six groups. However, I think that, you know, just looking at there are three really major work items, and where we also have significant numbers of people who will be in attendance, and they're not all the same people. So hopefully we can work that out on the ground, but also be aware of it. And also just wanted to support James's intervention about the need to get rapporteurs sorted out for the small groups, and I would anticipate that that's something that hopefully could be done rather quickly when we sit down face to face. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Emily. So I actually sort of would like to sort of pile onto that, but I have a proposal. I propose that between now and when we show up in Johannesburg, which is at this point within a week, I'd like to make a call to the group to have volunteers to be rapporteurs for the outstanding groups. And what I would like is that by the time we meet on that day to break out, which will be Saturday, which will be Monday, I'd like at that point, if no one has volunteered for a particular subgroup, that we allow the chairs to designate someone, including the chairs potentially designate themselves. In other words, it'd be nice to sort of like point and nominate somebody, but at the very least, the chair who's in a group can say, fine, since no one will do it, I'll do it, or since no one will do it, so-and-so will do it. And hopefully that'll be preceded by copious amounts of drinks the night before being bought for said volunteer. Nevertheless, I would like to put a deadline on the table so that we can move this forward. So by the time these subgroups break out, and I note that may not have all the subgroups fully able to meet. For example, future threats, it looks like I will be the only one on the future threats team that will be in Johannesburg. So my guess is it would be better for that one not to meet. Nevertheless, we probably could require or ask people to volunteer. So that's my proposal. I think, you know, certainly interested in hearing anybody's thoughts on the call, but additionally, conversations on the list about this. You know, there's a few days. Just looking at the chat room, remote participation for the subgroups. Mr. Matagoro brings up a good point. So while we do have remote participation, I believe, set up for the meeting, I'm not sure what we've thought about for the subgroups. So I think potentially if we're in the sense of, if we're in the mode of breaking out and there's one group that has a remote participant, that one group can certainly dominate the connectivity stuff. We'll have to work on that. So can I make that as an action item for the staff and the co-chairs to sort of work together on making sure whatever accommodations we can make for remote participation in the breakout sessions we do? Okay, cool. I see a handful of comments and, you know, a hand in agreement. Mr. Matagoro, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you, Elk, for leading the meeting. And as I was just looking on the possibility of me participating to the subgroup, and the idea that you have brought is a good idea, that if we can have the pre-arrangement before arriving to the Joburg, and then that will be a good option that we can. But the idea that I was having, for example, the two group, the DNS and future threats, you know, for me, for example, We may need to have a lab operator who volunteer for this group and then can read on making the work going, so that before arriving the job, at least we can have an initial work plan draft that can guide the team in the ground. So So I really support that. Maybe the co-chair should lead us on the best option. And the best option that I see is that the co-chair can schedule a meeting for DNS security and the future threat. Because, you know, we can wait for Arapapua to volunteer forever. But if we meet and discuss the work that ahead us, and among, within the discussion, then we can have someone volunteering to this subgroup. But as we have seen that while keeping waiting, then it's like slowing down coming up with the concrete plan before arriving to Joburg. So I would propose that the co-chair take a role for arranging a schedule online meeting for DNSSEC and for the future future threat. As we might be aware that the SSR2 is a small group, a small team in number. So I'm aware also that the capacity and technical skills related distributed among us is quite different. Some of the members are new to ICANN, and some of them are aware of the limits and the limitation and the plan that ICANN is working within, as we might be, there is a limited limit within the ICANN. So when we are in the discussion during the meeting, then we can have someone reading the theme, but we can start with the code to read before arriving to Joburg. But if we wait until we arrive, of course, we still have 5 days. I'm not sure how we can do it. But I think it's something that we I thought I should mention, that rather than waiting for the team to have the rapporteur, then let the co-chair read or arrange a meeting for the team members within these two groups, especially the DNS security and the future threat. And out of that meeting, then we can have the rapporteur selected from the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, so those are a bunch of very interesting comments, Mr. Montegono. Thank you very much. So I want to make sure I grok the what you're saying clearly. So I think what I was understanding, and anyone feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, that if we wait until we show up on the scene in order to nominate a rapporteur for any or several of the subgroups, that means there may not be enough time to put together a cogent schedule for that breakout session. Is that one of the things that you were saying, Mr. Matagoro?
Yeah. What I was saying is that, of course, as we can see, the Joburg meeting is approaching. We still have 5 days ahead. And the idea I was mentioning is that because, you know, we formed this group since the Madrid meeting. And what I see is that as we are waiting for someone to read the groups, it is taking time. So I was having an option that rather than waiting for someone to organize like what the ICANN security did, where Zalko and Eric come up with some draft where people are starting discussing, the co-chair can take a role of organizing an online meeting among the subgroup team members so that within that they can get something worked before the meeting. That's what I was thinking, that because you can see the two groups has good enough review team members, but we have not even met and come up with something that can initiate the discussion. So I was thinking the best way would be the co-chair organize an online meeting among the team members, the subgroup team members, and out of that, and then we can have someone to read the subgroup. And that can be done, if it's something that can be done within the remaining 5 days before the trip, it's well and done. But if it's not yet done, so the thing can be started within the job act so that the team group can meet. But we should also have a way for people who are not within the are not first meeting so that they can also get their idea included within the subgroup. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, that we'll probably have to sort of cycle on that a little bit, but I think that's a good point of input, Mr. Matagoro. Thank you. Okay, so I note the time check from Bernie. Thank you very much. So I believe Mr. Matagoro's hand is just still up from before. So, okay, thank you. So no other hands raised. I'm prepared to move on. I think we have a couple directions we can go. And certainly as a volunteer-driven review team, if somebody feels like jumping in and grabbing something at any time, we don't have to wait for decorum. But as the chairs, we've set a couple deadlines. So if nothing else happens, we'll prod it along based on it looks like a little bit of rough consensus we got in the chat room. Oh, okay, Bernie, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Sorry, coming off mute. Just to be clear, it was in the chat, but we have we have no tech support for the 26th, and that means that we'll just have a speakerphone set up in the main room, and that there will. I don't see how we could arrange any kind of remote participation for the breakout groups. So just trying to set the baseline so everyone's on the same page here.
Thanks, Bernie. Yeah, so, I mean, I suppose just to sort of follow it up with a question, you know, in the event that there was only one subgroup that actually had remote participants, that subgroup could probably squat on the speakerphone while the other subgroups broke out, correct? So, I mean, you know, hopefully
correct.
We need to – okay, cool. All right, cool. Yeah, I think we kind of understood that, but yeah, thanks for the clarification so that everyone's on the same page. Okay, so this I think is going to be one of our sort of a big ticket items, so I don't want to linger on any longer than we have to, but I certainly don't want to run past the subgroup, subtopic team discussion before everyone's had their say. I don't see any hands up, but does anybody else have any other comments or questions before we sort of go forward with the semi-ratified plan of like doing our best? All right, cool. So call rotation and attendance. There's a particular time block that is a little bit difficult for a number of the people, and I can't remember what the UTC time is, but I know it's 2 a.m. my time. So I don't know if we actually gathered attendance statistics. Maybe somebody part of the support team can remind me if we have statistics on participation. But without statistics, I'm sort of a data guy, so it's hard for me to go forward with the sort of just this sort of the nuking. But I think it's a little bit of an suboptimal time for a lot of people, and we've got three times in rotation. So I think what we're talking about is whether we need all three times. Emily, yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Eric, just to give a little background on this agenda item, it was raised under any other business at the end of our last call. Our last call did take place in that 0600 time slot, and there was quite a lot of, strong feelings expressed by members of the team on the call. You can see from the thank you very much to staff for gathering those participation figures. We can see that we started off with a fairly strong attendance at the 600 time slot, and it's pretty much slipped. In contrast, the attendance at the 1400 and 2100 UTC has actually maintained consistency or even grown. Our North American colleagues in the team do find that time slot at 0600 extremely challenging. However, you know, there are others who find it very suitable. And so one proposal we could have, looking at the call attendance figures for the other slots, would just be to drop that 600 slot and renew our call for strong participation from our volunteer team members. However, I'm aware that many of our colleagues are that 0600 UTC is a great slot for them. So it would be really good to hear for example, from Amin, from Nurul Amin, from Ram Krishna, also from Jeff Houston, Carvey. I think that that 0600 is quite a nice slot for you guys. So would you have any objection to what I'm proposing? Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. I also put my hand in the queue just for one comment, which is I just want to note that the first and the second derivative of participation is negative for the 600 UTC slot, whereas the first is positive for the other two slots and the second is flat. So that basically means that we're losing people from the 6 UTC slot, and we're losing them faster and faster versus we're gaining at a constant rate in the other ones. Just throwing that out there as a number thing. Okay. So Ram Krishna, thank you very much for commenting in the chat room. And I think maybe what we'll do is we'll sort of, maybe we should take this to the list just to sort of fully codify it, but it sounds like nobody has a strong objection to refactoring our schedule down to 2 meeting slots. Currently we're looking at maybe just sort of enshrining the 14 and the 21. But certainly I don't think we want to make a rush decision before people have a chance to weigh in. Nevertheless, I do think we want to sort of converge on this. So how about can I sort of make a straw man proposal that we settle this by the time we meet in Joburg? In other words, if there's no commentary on the list beyond what we're talking about right now. Okay, so there's a couple comments on the list. Any time zone is fine except for 2100. Which is one of the time slots we have. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so Emily, yeah, that's your comment in the list is in the chat room is kind of what I was aiming at. I don't think we can come to a consensus right now if not everyone's on the call. But certainly we could never terminate on this. So maybe this will be another thing we can put on our sort of our action items for Johannesburg list, which is that we'll settle this by the time we leave Johannesburg with a lead up of discussion on the list. In other words, we've got several days of time where we could discuss this on the list, and maybe one of the face-to-face items that we can sort of finish off with at the end is sort of like, are we going to keep the same meeting schedule or go ahead and abbreviate one of the slots? So is it fair to sort of put that as a deadline? By the time we leave Johannesburg, this will be a settled issue. We'll either have all three or we'll have knocked off the 6 a.m. based on consensus. Sorry, I'm trying to draw lines in the sand so that we can sort of like make the sort of like measurable progress. So I'm gonna sort of leave this sort of hanging. Looks like there's a little bit of agreement on the list, and so that's fine. And I certainly don't mind if we want to take longer to figure it out. I just think we need to sort of draw a line in the sand at some point. So okay, cool. In modulo anything else, well, by the time we finish Johannesburg, we'll have given the list a chance to comment, and if we reach consensus, then we'll move forward. Thank you very much. And so if I could get back to the slide deck, please. Great. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm catching a brain fart right now. An email went out to the list about having another face-to-face meeting scheduled like way far in advance. So before I go forward, I'll make sure I don't leave anyone behind. So I see a couple of hands raised. So I'll come back to Emily. Go ahead, please.
Very quick admin point. Could we just capture the action item to reflect what we've just decided to do, i.e. we're proposing to drop the 6 a.m. time slot. We want to hear objection list and try to get it sorted before the end of the Johannesburg meeting. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt your flow.
No, excellent point. Thank you very much, Emma. We definitely want to capture that. James, go ahead.
Hey, Eric, after you're done giving the intro for me.
Okay. So we had this proposal to sort of like, you know, while we're sort of like way ahead of this, you know, down the road, put some time on the calendar, make sure everyone's available for face-to-face writing. So we were the hope that we would be at the stage to do, you know, some writing and some editing of a draft report at the very beginning of 2018 in January. And now seemed like a good time to start getting people lined up. Our staff sent out a doodle poll to the list. Thank you very much for helping us all with that. And I wanted to encourage everybody to please participate with that doodle poll. So far, last time I looked, which was I think yesterday, it looked like those that had participated did not seem to have any problems with the dates. But certainly if we start to run into problems, the sooner we find it, the better. We're, I believe, closing that doodle poll down on Friday. So please participate. Okay, so go ahead, James.
Thanks, Eric. So I can make both sets of those dates. However, I have a query. How come we're doing Monday through Wednesday rather than over a weekend? Just for those of us who have to take paid time off of work, over a weekend will be extremely preferable.
Interesting point. I don't think we discussed that specifically. So,
this is Denise. I'm sorry again. I'm not in Adobe.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think part of that issue is that our face-to-face meetings require a not insignificant amount of staff support, technical and otherwise. I think it's very preferable to not have staff work on weekends if we can help it. If there's a strong sentiment on the team that we need to have a weekend instead of a work day, we can certainly explore that. Part of the reason for raising this issue now is to try and get a critical mass around a couple dates so we can start to make arrangements. So other members should also speak up if they're finding work days more challenging than and they need weekend spots. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Denise. I think that there's a sort of an interesting perspective here. So, you know, I note the doodle poll didn't have sort of an option for the lukewarm response we sometimes get in doodle polls where you can sort of say yes, no, or, you know, prefer not or something like that, or available if need be. But certainly if we had that sort of tertiary option in the list in the doodle poll, we probably could pick a weekend and throw it in there. And see if, you know, people were sort of lukewarm on a weekend, but possible, and we got better overlap that way or whatnot. So let's, maybe the chairs can take an action to go and cycle on that and see if we can sort of pull something together. Cause I think that it's a fair thing to put in front of the group and see what we can do. Certainly some of us are meeting this coming weekend. So, you know, point taken. So James, I assume your hand is still just up vestigially. So I'll jump to Kaveh unless, there was something else you wanted to add to that.
Yeah, no, I actually just have a really quick follow-up. Yeah, so, you know, if I can turn that into a formal request, then, because, you know, I've given up enough time to I can for free without costing a couple of $1,000 worth of paid time off. So if there is the option to meet over the weekend, I'd look at that as a potential. I would formally request that, please.
Okay, roger that. Understood. So, yeah, I think that the chairs and support staff, we should just have a conversation to try and enable that update to the doodle poll quickly. Otherwise, we'll have to launch it again. But, yeah, point taken. Kaveh, go ahead.
Yes, I want to point out that, at least in my personal opinion, this group has spent a lot of time on just logistics, including this call, which I would say at least 30 minutes of the past 45 minutes, we were speaking about just timing. And I guess this is something that the staff should just figure out, and people have to commit. If people commit, we all committed to those three time slots, and it's just our professional responsibility to show up on the calls. And if we have issues, we have to bring it back and start a new poll and all of that. This is just wasting a lot of time for all of us without doing actual work. So I just wanted to point this out for the record.
No, that's a very good point, Kaveh, and to that end, I think that's why I'm starting to try and put some deadlines and lines in the sand, because you're absolutely right. We've done a lot of administrivia so far, and we really have a lot of work to do. And so I think one of the reasons that the co-chairs and the support staff have put together the doodle poll and put a meeting way far out is so that, you know, we basically are now in the process of trying to be deadline driven, because I think we have not necessarily made as much progress as we potentially could have, and I think we're trying to rectify it. So I think your point is very well taken. I think that's a lot of the rationale for some of the deadlines we've thrown out in the call. So hopefully that sort of jives with what your feelings are. Okay, so not seeing any
other... Thank you, Eric. Just one thing. Eric, just a quick reply. Thank you for acknowledging. I think it's also important that, the chairs, the co-chairs also have power. So if you see that people do not participate, I think we can write to SOA or the constituencies that they have selected them, but because we need the work to be done. And I expect especially the co-chairs to show stronger results, basically. And I'm fully up for it.
Yeah, no, those are all good comments, Kabe. And honestly, I mean, the identification of the sub-teams and the fact that they're, you know, sort of roughly half of our entire agenda at the Johannesburg meeting, it's there because we are sort of ready to make the forward progress we need to make. And a lot of the sort of setup of getting to the point of identifying the sub-teams, what the topics would be, who's going to be on, I mean, a lot of that's been necessary administrivia up front. Nevertheless, your point is taken that, you know, we do need to make palpable progress, and I think that's what the co-chairs and the ICANN staff have been working really hard to sort of enshrine in a lot of the deadlines and the schedules. So hopefully that puts you and others at ease about that, but certainly the proof will be in the pudding when we actually start doing it. So, yeah, I think just sort of stay tuned in the next week, and I think you'll see a marked change. Emily, go ahead.
Thanks for raising the issue, Kaveh, and you know, without wanting to get into the irony of then further taking time to discuss it, I think you raise an important point, which is the level of participation. I know that we do have, I think, 12 team members on this. There's been active participation by many, both in the chat room and verbally. We also, as far as sort of the chairs taking the sort of action that I think you have in mind, Kaveh, we also have to balance that with the fact that we are working as a volunteer group. Both the co-chairs are volunteers, and of course all of the team members are as well. And as part of that, we do understand that people, you know, as James was just saying on the mic, in terms of balancing his professional responsibilities with those of the team, we all have to make those accommodations too. So your point is well taken, it is noted, and we're looking forward to getting some substantive work done in Johannesburg. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. James, go ahead.
Thanks. I just wanted to very, very briefly, now, me and Kaveh, you know, we're usually on the same page 99% of the time, but I want to echo what Emily's just said. You know, our professional responsibility is to our day jobs. You know, 90% of us here are here purely as volunteers, and, you know, we are taking time out of our professional responsibility. You know, we are, I hope, all willing to put in the work, but the flexibility needs to be there with regards to particularly long-term scheduling. You know, I'm very happy that we're looking at these things this far out, but I do want the recognition that our professional responsibility isn't necessarily to this volunteer activity. You know, certainly in my case, there is no professional relationship with this review team, and that's a very important distinction for some of us.
That's a very good point. Very good point. Okay. I'm going to move forward because we are within 10. We're also almost at the end of the deck, so I think that's fine. But now we have the most fun part of the thing, the action item review. Which of these things do we really need to talk about? sorry, I'm having a lot of brain parts today. So we posted a number of questions to various organizations. And so, for example, the ICANN DNS engineering team responded back with a sort of a recursive framing exercise for questions and scope. And my understanding is that we are still in the iteration process with the ICANN DNS engineering team about what form of question they'll accept from us. I leave it to the group to decide how we feel about that response to questions we've issued. Let's see. So we had the SSR1 subtopic discussion on this call already. So I think we probably don't need to reiterate on that. I think we understand where people's thoughts are. Sort of skipping around. So review team work plan with key dates to circulate. That I'm going to jump past. So actually, as we sort of wind down here, I'm not sure that I have a whole lot that I want to sort of cover on these in the last moments of the call. I'm not sure it would be effective to jump into a whole lot of them. Do the other co-chairs have, am I sort of doing disservice to any of these sort of open action items that we ought to review? I apologize for sort of the phoning it in here, but I don't think there was a lot for us to cover here. I think the biggest one that I would want to point out is the one I just mentioned, the DNS engineering team. Unless somebody wants to have a sort of a brief discussion about how we ought to respond to their lack of response. And again, I know we have about 5 minutes left, so it may not be a lot of time to jump on that.
Eric, this is Denise on the phone. I'd appreciate, some more information as to why they feel they can't answer the question, or is it that they... Yeah, I'm just confused at their response. I would expect if they aren't able to answer the question that they come back and ask us for more detailed questions or more context. Is it that they ultimately did not apply an ISO standard to their work, but applied a variety of other standards? Is there anyone on the call that can shed some light on that?
Yeah, I see Steve's hand is raised, and Steve, let me just give me 1 second real quick to just sort of riff off of what Denise said. I think we want to be really careful about inviting or accepting situations in which we as a review team have asked for something that we think, you know, is important for us to do our job, and we are dismissed out of hand. Not because we're necessarily in a position to demand things, but at the same time, we certainly need to highlight it if we're to do a review team's job and we're not given material to review, that there's a fundamental problem there. So, yeah, understanding that, I think, is critical to this and any other sort of adjacent issues in which we've sort of asked for items and they've sort of kind of gotten a hang fire on them. So, Steve, yeah, if you have any comments or anything, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Let me refocus the aiming going on. The latency was on my part last week. I was away at a team retreat and wasn't able to follow email and some of the conversations as much as I would like to. With that said, I did put in the chat, and I just reiterate, since I recognize Denise is not on the chat either, that they have come back with a proposed reframing of Jeff's question. I will send that to the team today. And my understanding is, also to address Denise's question, is that the question wasn't around any kind of ISO or anything like that. They, for whatever reasons, they felt it was out of scope, and they were asking for a reframing. Emily had asked that they propose a reframe, and that was where that was. It had mostly about trying to fit within ICANN's role and remit, and not about lack of or hesitancy to talk about any kind of ISO or any other type of certification. It was not a certification question. It was a question about LRoot deployment and methodologies and stuff like that. So, again, the latency was on my part because due to a team retreat, and the proposed reframe will be posted soon after this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. Emily, go ahead.
That the response of asking the engineering team to rephrase the question in a way that they found palatable that doesn't have to stand. That was my off-the-cuff response to a rather surprising response to our question, if that's not too circular to say. So I'm very happy, you know, we're now in a slightly more quiet group. If we want to revisit how we react to that, as a practical issue, perhaps we can await Steve's notice to the group, but we could just reflect on it as a team and its implications, and I would be extremely open to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. So yeah, and so I threw my hand in the queue as well, and with my chair hat off, very very squarely with my chair hat off. I think Emily's response was great. I think Sarah saying, hey, you know, then give us a question that you're willing to answer with the answer was a really good first step. But I have to be quite honest. Depending on how the answer comes back, or I'm sorry, depending on how the question is reframed, we may not be done with this, because I think the question was incredibly fairly put. I mean, certainly one of our subtopic areas is DNS security, and as Mr. Matagoro pointed out, part of that's DNSSEC. But to be quite frank, DNS security is broader than just DNSSEC as well. It has to do with operational hygiene. It has to do with deployment. It has to do with traffic characteristics, capacity, responses to attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it absolutely is within our remit to consider the SSR effects of operational acumen interaction. And so if the question is reframed into one that is exceptionally narrow, for example, then I think we may actually have an issue where, as a review team, you know, everyone on this call knows very well we spent a lot of time discussing what our purview and our remit is. And I don't know that it's as easy for an external group to impute that to us, certainly as we've spent a huge amount of consternation trying to figure out ourselves. So I think what Emily did was a really good thing. She said, you tell us what you think. And if they come back with a question that is very well scoped and that, you know, meets our needs, that's great. Then that was a really good approach. On the other hand, if they come back and they say, go away because we don't want to talk, I think this may not be the only time that happens. And I think it might be important for us as a review team to ensure that we have the support from our affiliates that we need in order to conduct our review. So I'm just sort of framing that for everyone on the call, because I suspect this will unfold in the next day or next weeks. Okay, I don't see any other hands up. And we are at the end of this call. And any other business? So in the left, any other calls, comments, questions, anything? All right, then I return to everybody negative time. Apologies for running a little bit over, but thank you for everyone for sticking with us. And I guess we'll see a lot and talk to even more of you in Johannesburg.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.